We got some food items to talk about here. Oreo is launching new flavors. Now, Dan, you've seen this.
I have.
This is not, I don't think this is a good idea. Esmeralda, have you seen this?
I have, unfortunately.
Oreo launches the new hot chicken wing and wasabi flavors, but they may not be easy to find. Good. Because I'd rather not find them. America's most iconic cookie now comes with a little heat. Oreos in hot chicken wing and wasabi flavors will hit the shelves soon, but Americans may have to wait to try them. After rolling out recent flavors as wild as kettle corn, cherry cola, fireworks, and peeps.
Fireworks?
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
Okay.
Has anybody tried these? 312-981-7200. Obviously, we haven't been able to try the wasabi and hot chicken wing flavors yet, but kettle corn, cherry cola, fireworks, and if you have tried fireworks, what the hell is it? And peeps. They announced the launch of two new big, bold flavors in a tweet. The announcement offered a look at the new Oreos. The hot wing flavor sports a bright orange shade of buffalo sauce, while the wasabi ones feature a light green filling. Unfortunately, you have to travel the globe to pick up these cookies because they will only be available in China currently. Western companies often try out exclusive flavors overseas. Kit Kat has already released a wasabi chocolate bar in Japan, along with green tea, red bean, buttered corn, and hot chili pepper. All of that sounds reasonably disgusting. Buttered corn Kit Kat? What is that?
Japan has a bunch of different flavors.
They have a bunch of weird flavors, yeah.
They seem pretty good. Green tea, strawberry cheesecake.
Yeah, green tea sounds fine.
They sound tasty.
But I don't understand. I mean, in a Kit Kat, buttered corn? I mean, that would just be.
Well, I mean, corn can be sweet.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, butter, we put on things that are sweet. Sometimes, you know, you can put them on like muffins and stuff.
Right.
So it's not that crazy.
Except if you're Dan.
Oh, right. What about this, Dan?
Would you try the buttered corn Kit Kat?
No.
There's no actual.
It's simulated butter.
Right.
Hey, when you get popcorn, you don't get butter on it?
Typically not, no.
Do you eat buttered popcorn at all?
I have in the past, yeah. I haven't had buttered popcorn in a while.
But you know, it's not butter.
Right. That's
really
true.
It's just a bunch of crap. It's not, it's just, I mean, unless you go to I think at the Davis, they use real butter. And I know at the Music Box, they use real butter because they used to, and I'm not kidding, Dan. They used to come across to my dairy section at Jewel and just come in and clean out the butter. They would get the big bricks of butter, man, and just like they would come with a shopping cart and just get.
That's awesome.
They would buy all the butter, and I would have to order extra butter for the Music Box guys because they would just come across the street because I worked at the Jewel in Southport near Addison, and I was the manager of the dairy department for some time, and they prided themselves and they still do pride themselves on real butter on their popcorn, and I don't know why they didn't have like a distributor or order from a, you know, place an order that gets delivered directly to the store, but they would come in and get like a shopping cart full of butter and wipe out my butter section.
That's awesome.
Maybe they can't order that few.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe that's why. I don't know if they still do that. Obviously, I haven't worked at Jewel in many. This was a lot of years ago, but
right. But
they used to come in, man. They would come in. I don't know how frequently. It would be, you know, pretty frequent. They would come in and just load up with butter.
I mean, every night people want popcorn.
Yeah, and they want good popcorn, and the popcorn at the Music Box is great. You know where else has great popcorn? Davis and Logan. The Logan Theater has great those independent, you know, places that, you know, you go to AMC and it's that you put the crap on yourself. You go to the you pour the nonsense, whatever the hell it is. It's not butter, whatever it is.
Oh, but I love. Oh, it's so good. I don't know what it is, but
yeah,
it has a different.
It does.
Feeling, I think, or flavor than butter.
Yeah.
Because when you do real butter, even when you're mixing it, it kind of, it's heavier, I feel.
It is heavier.
Into the, like, it soaks too much.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't eat anything when I go to the movies, really. I used to, you know, like, my ex used to get, like, a bag of popcorn and we would split it, you know, or she would have most of it. But I just don't, I don't eat anything when I go to the movies.
Oh, I usually get popcorn. I'll get that kiddie pack.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's
small popcorn, and they give you a little fruit snack.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense to me. But the people who get the giant popcorn, and then, like, I love the fact that, like, at AMC, you get the big popcorn, and if you're, like, if you're a Stubbs member like I am, you can get a refill. Well, how the hell am I going to...
You can't get one if you're not?
I don't know. Maybe you can. I don't know.
I think you can with those big ones. Because that's the kind of the selling point, too. Like, you can get more later, and then you go, yeah, but
and
then you don't.
You don't even finish the first bag.
Oh, no, I finished the first one.
Oh, do you really?
Well, I usually get if I don't get the kiddie pack, I'll get, like, a medium.
No, I'm talking about somebody who's the like,
tub.
You've seen the people who come in with the giant bags of popcorn.
Yeah, the tubs.
Those are ridiculous. And then you can get a free refill. Maybe people finish them, and then after the movie, they go up, they get a refill, and they leave with it.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen.
And
you come back with a tub.
You come back, bring the tub, and get it refilled.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
So people still have bags, you know, because, you know, they advertise movies on those bags now.
Right.
So if someone comes in and they walk in with a, you know, a bag that has, you know, an advertisement for The Force Awakens on it, you might be a little skeptical about considering Force Awakens came out in 2015. You might be like, hey. You've had this bag for 3 years, and you've been getting free popcorn for 3 years?
Like, limited edition.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I got a Jumanji bag here. I got a bag from when I saw Jumanji. Fill it up. All right. Okay, we have somebody on the line. Hang on, Linda. Linda's on the line right now. She has tasted the fireworks Oreo, Esmeralda.
Does it taste like hot ash?
We're gonna find out. It tastes like missing fingers. That's what it tastes like. So anyway, we'll find out what that tastes like. We're talking food. We got some other food items here that we're going to be chatting about as well. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Mike from Elgin on the John Waite triple play went with bad English is when I see you smile, which we discussed in detail when we were talking about the power ballads earlier this week. Triple play Thursday yet? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Okay, we're back. It's Nick DiGilio here. So Oreo is launching a new hot chicken wing and wasabi flavor. And they also had kettle corn, cherry cola, Peeps flavored, and fireworks. And we wondered what fireworks was. And Linda has tasted the fireworks Oreo. Linda, can you describe it?
It's like little pop rocks in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're good.
They are. Is that the only one that you've tasted? Have you tasted these other ones?
No. I did taste the Peeps. They do taste like a Peep.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the only two.
So it's fireworks because there are pop rocks in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Well,
right.
That makes sense. Okay, Linda, thanks for the call.
Bye-bye now. Bye.
How about that, Esmeralda? Some pop rocks in your Oreo?
Yeah.
Did you know that the kid from the Life cereal commercials, Mikey, his head blew up because he ate Pop Rocks and drank Coke?
Mm-hmm.
His head exploded. I don't know
just
if you know this.
Straight up into the
sky? Right, Scanners. It was just a scene out of Scanners. It's like the kid put some Pop Rocks in his mouth, took a sip of Coke, head, boom. Exploded all over the room.
That's a shame.
They had to mop up Mikey from the walls. And, you know, the weird thing was, like, right before he put the Pop Rocks, the day before he put the Pop Rocks in his mouth, took the sip of Coke and his head exploded, he ate some bubble yum.
Mm-hmm.
So he had spider eggs the
right.
day before.
Right, of course.
Because, you know, bubble yum was made with spider eggs.
Yeah.
If you have Pop Rocks and Coke, your face explodes. I don't know if you knew this or not, Esmeralda, but these are facts.
No. I believe you. Makes sense.
Yeah. Spider eggs. It is just so stupid. So stupid. And I remember vividly to this day when I heard about it. I told you this story, right, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
When I heard about it. Field Museum, we were at the King Tut exhibit on a field trip. So we're at the Field Museum, and the big insane King Tut exhibit was in town, which was the rage for like 2 years as it toured around the country. So we're on a field trip, and we're in the gift shop after we saw the King Tut exhibit. And I pick up a package of Bubble Yum that you know, because we're kind of just like waiting for the bus to show up. So we're buying some stuff in the gift shop. And I bought a King Tut key ring. Bought a little King Tut key ring. And anyway, but so I got a package of Bubble Yum, and I put it on the counter, and my friend goes, "No, man, you can't buy that." And I'm like, "Why?" And he goes, "Because it's made with spider eggs." I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Don't you know that? Bubble Yum is made with spider eggs, man. You can't chew the it's spider eggs." And then everybody in the whole school talked about how Bubble Yum was made with spider eggs, and then it became like a nation. Snopes even had to do something on it. It's like, no, it's not made from spider eggs, but it became a huge thing. Ridiculous. That's what I associate with my King Tut, my visit to see the King Tut exhibit, is that that's the day I found out that Bubble Yum was made with spider eggs. So, anyway, all right, well, listen, if you're going to have the fireworks Oreos, don't drink Coke with it, because your face is going to blow up. Just, that's just a warning. And if you know, and Linda did say that they tasted, or Lisa did say that oh, it was Linda, right? Linda. Linda did say that they tasted like the Oreo Peeps tasted like Peeps, which means I won't get them because Peeps are disgusting. Dan, do you like Peeps?
Meh.
Yeah. Esmeralda?
No, thank you.
They're disgusting. You ever put one in the microwave? You ever see videos of people putting Peeps in the microwave?
Yeah.
It's pretty hilarious. So, yeah, no Peeps. All right. Well, those are some of the new Oreos. They're going to hot chicken wing and wasabi flavors. Would anybody try that? Why don't you text us or call us at 312-981-7200. Does the idea of eating an Oreo with a hot chicken wing filling or a wasabi filling, does that sound pleasant to you? It does not sound pleasant to me. So 312-981-7200. All right. How about this? Dr. Pepper baked beans. Esmeralda, would you try Dr. Pepper baked beans?
Yeah, why not?
Baked beans are a perfect side for any barbecue or a cookout. With Labor Day weekend right around the corner, there's a good chance you've been enlisted to either A, cook something for said barbecue, B, buy something pre-made, or C, bring beverages. Are you going to any Labor Day festivities, Esmeralda?
I am on Sunday.
Are you? Did they ask you to bring something or cook something?
I think it's an unspoken rule.
You just, yeah.
You bring something.
Are you? What are you bringing? Do you know?
I think I'm going to do carne asada.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because me and V are starting Whole30 in September.
Oh, you are. So you're going to get this stuff out of the way then, right?
So, well, yeah. No, that'll be already. So.
Oh.
To do some clean eating.
Oh, I see. All right. Carne asada. Are you going to have any leftovers, Esmeralda?
Probably not. I'm taking it to a party.
I don't care. Bring it back.
I'll be like, excuse me. No.
Yeah, you can't.
This is not for you.
No, it's not for you. This is for the people who I work with.
You may only have one piece each.
Oh, man. If you fall into category B, which is buy something pre-made, or C, and you want to be clever, you can combine the two with Dr. Pepper baked beans. Serious Bean Company, the company that makes beans called These Sweet and a Bit Sassy. According to the description on Walmart's website, the 23 original flavors of Dr. Pepper give its batch its name and its amazing flavor. Reaction has been mixed. One Instagram user said they tasted overwhelmingly like Dr. Pepper. My family did not care for them. Others seemed intrigued and eager to try them. I mean, people put Dr. Pepper on ribs. Seems like a natural progression. That's true. That's true. Another user tagged a friend and said, probably delish. Someone noted that the beans complemented grilled burgers perfectly. Walmart, among other stores, sells the Dr. Pepper baked beans. You can find your closest store at Serious Bean Company's website. One Walmart review roasts the beans. This review gave the beans 1 out of 5 stars and begins with, by far the worst baked beans I've ever had in my entire life. The review continues, put a spoonful in my mouth with dinner, legitimately lost my appetite. Stopped eating. I'm a 250-pound man, and I eat almost anything. But tonight, my trash can ate the beans.
I could see that, only because, you know, whenever you buy stuff like that, I think that they go a little overboard with the flavor.
Sure.
It's different if you were to buy beans and then...
And then add it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be a nice subtle flavor. Like, you know, people cooking, or they said, ribs with Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, like, if you're making it yourself, you have control over how much you're putting in.
Right.
And you can taste it, because when you cook, you need to taste it as you cook.
And I imagine that they're probably just using maybe the syrup.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Because, you know, when, you know, they're probably not buying cans of Dr. Pepper
no.
and pouring it in.
You're probably right. It's probably straight up syrup, Dr. Ugh. Pepper syrup. Like, not diluted with soda.
Mm, so it's just like Dr. Pepper overload, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah. Just pouring Dr. Pepper syrup into baked beans? That doesn't sound pleasant to me at all. So anyway, my trash can ate the beans tonight.
Trash cans love Dr. Pepper beans.
They do. They do. So, all right.
Seems to be readily available in the Chicagoland area at the Walmarts.
Okay. Maybe we'll do a little taste test, Dan. Get some Dr. Pepper baked beans and throw them in the microwave, and then we can taste test them, and then the trash can eat the rest of the beans.
What do I imagine Vic at one point in his life has eaten baked beans out of a can in front of a campfire?
Of course he has.
You know?
Yeah.
With cowboy boots on?
Yeah. Yes.
After a long day with the herd. That's... All right. We're going to break. Anyway, would you guys try the Dr. Pepper baked beans? Would you try these Oreos with the weird flavors? We've got other food stories coming up. We got texts flying in. It's 312-981-7200. The news is next. Boy, somebody took the power ballads to heart this week on Triple Play Thursday. 301 area code requesting a little Foreigner with Waiting for a Girl Like You. Yeah! 312-981-7200. It's phone number. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Steve Grzanich coming up at 5 with the opening bell. My main man, Steve Cochran, at 6 for your morning drive. We've been talking about food. We got some food items that we're going to talk about here. And the Oreos have some new weird flavors. And there's Dr. Pepper baked beans that we're going to probably try at some point. And then the trash can eat them.
I will not be partaking.
You're not going to partake? You wouldn't even taste it?
I can't, because the whole thing.
Oh, you're doing that thing.
Can't do beans or sugar, so.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow. No, I'm sorry.
I'll trust your opinion.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. We got some.
I doubt they'll go bad in 30 days. So.
Oh, no. You're going to leave a half opened can for me? Ugh.
It'll be right next to the microwave.
Oh, nice.
Just leave it right there.
Mm-hmm. Flavor.
People on the line. Here's Chuck on WGN. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing? I'll take Can't Stop Believing for 20. Chuck from Delvin here.
Yeah.
I did a commercial for Oreo. I was a Santa Claus, and they flew me out to Richmond, Virginia, and it was a wonderful occasion. I got to eat and take a bite out of, I counted up, 49 Oreo cookies from all the different camera angles, and I got a pretty good sugar buzz from them, but it was fine.
Wait a minute. Why was it shot in Richmond, Virginia?
And why did they pick you and then take you to Richmond, Virginia?
Richmond, Virginia is the headquarters.
Oh, that's where the headquarters. Okay,
that's where their advertising agency is, and then they cast it from L.A., New York, Chicago, Miami, Pittsburgh, and Richmond. And I was the winner out of like 180 Santas. I'm the Brookfield Zoo Santa. I did the Chicago Met last year in December, the Christmas Naughty or Nice. Where I died of a massive heart attack in the waiting room.
You're like a professional Santa.
Well, yeah, I try to be. I'm actually, I considered myself, after getting that gig for the Oreo, I tell everyone I'm the Michael Jordan of Santa Claus.
All right, there you go. So it's going to be a busy time. You got a few months before it's a busy time of year for you.
Well, we're waiting right now. Like, if they call you, like, within the next month and a half, that's when they start doing the commercials for Christmas. I got my fingers crossed. Hopefully I'll get a couple calls for some more commercials.
How do you prep for Santa?
I have a beard that I wear all year long. And then I just go and I've got different Santa Claus suits depending on what they want.
Right.
Whether it's like more of a European Santa or if they want the one with the bright red suit.
Now, Chuck, when did this Oreo commercial run?
2 years ago. If you look it up on YouTube, it's Believe in Wonder.
Believe in Wonder?
Yeah, and all you'll do is you'll see real fast side images of my face, and then I'm sort of like the little girl. She wakes up and sees me. It was a remake from a 1980 Santa Claus commercial where it was a little boy that woke up and saw Santa.
Oh, okay. All right, well, there you go. All right, Chuck, thanks for the call. Congratulations.
Merry Christmas.
All right, take a Merry Christmas.
Got a celebrity in our midst.
Wow, how about that? Are you looking at the commercial?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen that commercial. I know that commercial. So that was Chuck right there.
Wow.
There he was.
Wow.
Yeah. Dan, did you see it?
It's a fine beard that Chuck has.
He's got an amazing, that's an amazing beard. No wonder he gets hired as Santa all the time. That's a committed beard right there. That's a serious beard. That beard's more impressive than Vic's.
Wow.
And Vic's got an impressive beard.
Well, I mean, it's Santa. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
There's one person who outranks Vic. It's Santa.
And that's the only beard that would outrank Vic. Not even the dudes in ZZ Top.
Oh, man.
By the way, they make a cameo in Back to the Future Part 3. I don't know if you remember that, but ZZ Top
really?
Was in Back to the Future. They had a song called Double Back.
Oh, where can I see that?
You can see it at the AMC Rosemont 18 on Tuesday, September 11th.
Really?
Yes, I'm hosting it.
What?
Back to the Future Part 3. It's part of Zemeckis Fest, which is our final summer film by Robert Zemeckis.
Oh, man.
And ZZ Top is in it in the Old West. They're Old West ZZ Top.
Now, if I was to drive my DeLorean there, would I have to pay for parking?
You would not have to pay for parking. It's in Rosemont. It's right off the highway. If you don't want to drive, you can take the blue line. Yeah.
What if I'm hungry?
If you're hungry, there's food. You can have food. Get there at 7, have some dinner. The movie starts at 8. $10, and its parking is free.
What?
It's only $10.
It's insanity.
If I had questions after the film, may I ask them?
Yes, you can ask me, because I will be there to host a Q&A. And this is on Tuesday, September 11th at the AMC Rosemont 18.
Oh, my God!
Back to the Future Part 3. Hey, you want to know how you can reserve seats?
How?
Well, I'll tell you. You can go to amctheaters.com right now. Go to amctheaters.com, pick your seats out. They'll be waiting for you on Tuesday, September 11th for Back to the Future Part 3, starring ZZ Top.
ZZ Top is the stars.
That's right. They're the top billing.
Mm.
Forget Michael J. Fox.
Yeah,
ZZ Top.
That guy.
And they perform the song in the Old West in the movie.
Oh, really?
Yes. And they spin their acoustic guitars around.
Is that the part where they're, and it's the dance?
Yes. The whole dance sequence.
Oh, that's them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's ZZ Top. And again, one of the greatest details about that band is that the guy who doesn't have a beard is named Beard.
Right.
Frank Beard. Only guy in the band doesn't have a beard.
Do you think he did that? He was like, you know what? No. People are going to expect me to have a beard.
Yeah.
I refuse.
I'm changing my name to Beard just because we all have to have beards. All three of us in some way have to have a beard.
Do you think he really wants a beard? But he's like, no, I can't.
I can't now. My name is Beard.
Yeah, it's too much.
Too much beard. All right. Anyway, come on out Tuesday, September 11th, amctheaters.com, Back to the Future Part 3. Here is Jonathan on WGN. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, back in the late 1960s, there were commercials for hot Dr. Pepper as a substitute for coffee or tea with a twist of lime.
Yep. No, I remember that. I remember that it was people. I knew people who would drink Dr. Pepper hot.
It was fizzy?
Yeah,
it's
Dr. Pepper, and you'd heat it up. And then that would be, instead of coffee or tea, you would have hot Dr. Pepper.
Before the day of microwave, so you had to, like, pour it into a pot and heat it on the stove.
Yep. No, that's a thing. I think some people still do that.
I imagine you couldn't heat it up too much because it would then turn to syrup.
Yeah. But you would heat it up enough to you would heat it up to enough to a simmer, you know, and then pour it into a cup, a little twist of lime, and that takes the place of coffee.
Are we going to have to eat the beans with a hot, piping hot Dr. Pepper?
Yeah. I don't do caffeine, so I'm not going to be able to do that. And that's another thing.
Dan doesn't like Dr. Pepper or
Wait
hot
a minute,
liquids.
I love Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
No, that's Dr. Pepper I miss. I miss Dr. Pepper. As a caffeine, you know, when I gave up caffeine, Dr. Pepper was my favorite pop. Mm-hmm. And you get, oh, just get the caffeine free. It doesn't taste the same.
Not the same.
Mm. No.
Does get on it, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Make sure that your non-caffeine Dr. Pepper tastes like caffeine Dr. Pepper. No, but I love it. You would never eat that. You would never drink that hot. Dan, doesn't that disgust you?
Yeah, that, ugh.
But your favorite, but Dr. Pepper is delicious cold.
Oh, so good.
Here's a question. Mm. If they're using, like, full-on syrup in these baked beans, is there caffeine in it?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, you know, when people use chocolate.
Yeah, there's caffeine in chocolate.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It might not be that much.
Right. I just don't do the straight up, like, coffee Red Bull crap.
Right.
That's I didn't mean bull crap. I meant Red Bull.
Dabble in caffeine.
Yeah. If it's chocolate is involved, you know, right. Obviously there's a little bit of caffeine in that.
Natural occurring caffeine.
Sure. Because it's a natural thing, caffeine.
Well, no. I mean, I don't think they're, you know, injecting chocolate with caffeine.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
There's a job for that. There's people on the line,
mm-hmm.
whose job is to just inject caffeine into
I imagine giant syringes for some reason.
Like this.
Yeah. Like big
yeah,
obscenely large.
Like the
clown like ones.
Yeah, like the colossal 50,000 foot man or 50, yeah. The 50 foot 1,000 man.
And they make funny noises. Like bloop bloop.
So wacky sound effects. As they're injecting caffeine with a giant syringe into chocolate.
Uh-huh.
I think we've got a handle on the situation.
Yeah.
I think we really have.
We have broke this wide open.
Absolutely.
It's like you guys are watching a webcam.
All right. We have to break here, and we've got some texts coming in. If you want to join us, we're talking some food stuff. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And when we come back after the break here, we're going to talk about the hot dog bike. Which is something to, I think, get very excited about. The hot dog bike. All right. Welcome back, everybody. That's right. 301 area code, picking really, two really bad Foreigner songs. I don't want to live without you. Foreigner has some really good songs, but those two were not an example of that.
Yeah, I don't like this whole I don't want to live without you.
No.
Or I can't live
I'm
without
waiting
you.
Waiting for a girl like you.
Oh,
and,
gosh.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, all right.
How much of a victim are you, dude?
Yeah, I have to go.
Yeah. 312-981-7200. We were talking off the air about the Marge's Fear of Flying episode.
Right.
Which is my second favorite episode of The Simpsons. And the beginning, let me just remind you again, the beginning.
Okay.
Homer gets kicked out of Moe's because what happens is... They're playing tricks on Mo.
Yes.
Okay, so Barney sets him on fire. He says, come over here, and he puts a lighter.
Yeah.
And Mo is like, you took advantage of my alcohol-soaked clothes. And then there's a cobra in the cash register, and it bites him, and everybody laughs, and he's like, that's very funny. And then Homer unscrews the top of the sugar and goes, this is going to be great. And he turns it over, and sugar gets all over the bar, and he goes, you take a joke too far. And he goes, so you're officially banned from Mo's. And he goes, and I'm taking your portrait down from Mount Lushmore, and it's a portrait of like the cover, the artwork is like the cover of the New Yorker, and it's Mo with a monocle,
Homer, with
a monocle. He takes it down. He goes, and I'm taking your favorite record out of the jukebox. And he goes, it's Raining Men. He goes, not anymore. And then he flings the 45 of It's Raining Men out the window. It hits Smithers in the head as he's driving by. Smithers looks down and looks at it and sees It's Raining Men. He goes, So then he's got to find a new bar. So Homer goes to a lesbian bar.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong here. And it's, you know, and he goes, this lesbian bar doesn't have a fire exit. Enjoy your fire trap, ladies. And he walks out, and the two lesbians walk up to the bar and goes, what was wrong with her? And then he goes to Cheers.
Oh.
And they actually have, like, all the guys are, you know, like, Norm goes nuts, breaks a bottle, tries to stab Ted Danson with it. And Homer gets scared and runs out. Then he ends up going to an airport bar. And the only way that he can get in is if he puts on a uniform,
right?
And he goes into the he goes in there with the uniform, and they think he's a pilot, and they put him on a plane, you know. And he presses a button, and the landing gear breaks, and the plane smashes. So they get free tickets anywhere they want to go.
Okay.
And that's what leads to Marge getting on the plane and freaking out. Let me out! When she's running up and
down. Right.
So that whole beginning. Has, like, nothing to do with what the rest of the... And it's one of the funniest openings
ever.
No,
it never does.
No, it doesn't. That's one of my favorite openings ever. It's Raining Men, not anymore. So, anyway. Anyway, we just got off on a tangent. This is, you know why this happened, Dan? Because we were talking about like being afraid of heights and stuff like that. Because Marcus Leshock tends to report on a roller coaster every day.
Right.
He's obsessed with roller coasters.
Roller coaster news.
Yeah. And it's like he's Captain Roller Coaster.
Yeah.
And they just debuted this simulator that's going to be the new roller coaster, the big new roller coaster at Great America next year. And so he's covering that.
Right.
So we were talking about, well, how many roller coasters are there that Marcus is constantly
on? I just didn't know that there's this much news.
Well, Marcus is on top of it.
In a weekly basis about roller coasters.
So anyway, we have somebody on the line with a ZZ Top story. Oh, okay. Here's Katie on WGN. Hi, Katie.
Hey, Nick. How are you all?
Okay. What's up?
I just wanted to tell you, I live in Louisville, Kentucky, and one, briefly, I called you last year and I mentioned about Sam Carter being a tough female character.
Yes.
But I've been listening to you ever since then. Every day I go into work, I'm an hour ahead of you, but I work for Home Depot, so I listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, thank you. That's great. Thank you, Katie.
Oh, I love Chicago. Anyway, the story I was telling your colleague, I think it's Skip or Dan.
Yeah.
I was telling him that there's a man here at my church here in Louisville who, when he was going through his residency at the University of Louisville, he worked for the well-known hotel here named the Gold House.
Okay.
Well, he worked as a bellman, and one time ZZ Top was here for concerts.
Yeah.
And he had never heard of them before. So when his colleague said, you need to take something to ZZ Top's hotel room, you know, the room to them, when he told them, he's like, Sleazy Crops? Who's Sleazy Crops? And he misunderstood what the person was saying, and they're actually trying to say, ZZ Top.
Yeah.
So ever since then, when I hear of ZZ Top, because they were so big in the 80s, and my brother and my sister were big fans of them, I think, to this day of that story, and I just wanted to relay that to you guys since you're talking about Back to the Future Part 3.
That's right. All right, Katie.
He's also the same guy that had to take a message to a man he'd never heard of, Mr. George Steinbrenner.
Oh, he'd never heard of Steinbrenner before?
He had never heard of Steinbrenner either.
Oh, my God. All right, Katie, thanks for the call, and thanks for listening.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. I listen to you guys every morning, 4:30 to 5.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Katie. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Doesn't know who George Steinbrenner is. As long as you don't mention Billy Martin, you're fine.
I mean, I only know George Steinbrenner from Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, yeah. Hire this man!
And then I don't even know what he looked like for a while. I just...
Just because
the imitation of his
voice. See the back of his head on the episode,
like his hands,
when Costanza gets hired by the Yankees, you see a silhouette.
Ah, okay.
Hire this man. 301 area code says I had birthday Oreos and they were god awful.
Oh, they like birthday cake flavor.
Yeah, that sounds disgusting.
I mean, it's all just Crisco flavored with stuff. So.
Or, in some cases, Pop Rocks are thrown into the Crisco.
Wow. I'm not a fan.
630 area code says, there's two people who would do that at Aldi by me with milk. They would get 10 of each milk. Jeez, sounds like I shop there.
Wait, yeah.
I think he's referencing the story I said about how the guys from the music box would come across and buy 14,000 pounds of butter. Robert says, Hardee's just announced that they're doing Fruit Loop Donuts.
Oh, I did see that. I didn't know what they were from.
Hardee's has teamed up with one of your favorite childhood cereals to introduce Fruit Loop Mini Donuts. They come in 5 fruity colors, and that's Frooty, because you don't want to mix it up with actual fruit.
Right.
The donuts taste just like the cereal that you would eat while you're watching Saturday morning cartoons. The Fruit Loops Mini Donuts will be available at Hardee's locations starting Wednesday, August 29th. So yesterday they started. Each box is selling for $1.99. All right. Anybody?
Do we even have Hardee's?
Not in the area. I mean,
no.
In the surrounding.
Are they part of Rax?
Who?
Rax.
Rax. no.
Is it? No, it's not Rax.
Carl's Jr. is the. They're partnered with. It's Hardee's and Carl's Jr.
Okay.
630 area code says I'm holding a can of Dr. Pepper baked beans at Walmart right now.
Bacon bean? Did he say bacon?
No, baked beans. I slipped up. Dr. Pepper baked beans at Walmart. He's at Walmart texting us while holding a can.
And listening to the show.
And listening to the show. God bless him. That's multitasking right there. 630 area code. Dr. Pepper tastes like a failed experiment.
How many flavors is there?
23.
Goodness gracious.
In the one Dr. Pepper.
Just squeezed in there.
It's exactly right. Alfredo says, my health insurance plan is so bad that I told Dr. Pepper, I was told Dr. Pepper was out of network. Hold on.
All right.
Is it Monday?
I don't know. This guy, Monday? Alfredo's got a set at Zany's tonight. 224 area code says, hey, you guys got it wrong. The Oompa Loompas inject the caffeine.
No, he's correct.
That's right.
That's right.
847 area code. My dad drinks hot Dr. Pepper the morning after a night of big drinking.
Oh,
oh my God.
Oh, it's so nauseating.
So it's a hangover cure?
I guess so.
I can't imagine that. And I've had many a hangover in my past and never would attempt.
Hot Dr. Pepper.
No, you go, Anyway, all right. So there you go, everybody. Enjoy the hot Dr. Pepper. If you've had a hard night of drinking. What's going on here?
I'm really tempted my phone's to try going hot nuts. Dr. Pepper.
Mary Sandberg loves her Dr. Pepper.
Hot?
Oh, that's what it was. Wait a minute.
No word on hot.
Here's what it says. If my phone... Dr. Pepper is amazing. It's the best pop ever. That's what Mary Sandberg said.
I concur.
I concur as well. I just wish I could drink it. But I don't do the caffeine. So, all right. Thank you, Mary Sandberg. We appreciate that. She's coming up on the Steve Cochran Show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, what do we got tomorrow, Dan?
We have Margaret Hicks coming on of Elevated Tours.
All right. She's awesome. Ooh. Margaret Hicks. She's going to join us. And we've got Fly Jams Friday and all the other regular features. It's already Friday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's already Friday. All right. Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Okay. And we'll talk about the hot dog bike at some point tomorrow.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I teased it and we didn't get to it. Mm-hmm. So, all right. That's coming up tomorrow as well. And we'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda. And the news is next.